from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. President Trump says he will be straight with the American people when he delivers his joint address to Congress tonight. Trump posted, quote, "The night will be big," and he, quote, "will tell it like it is." The White House adds his speech will focus on his record so far, the economy and border security, as well as his plan for global peace. It begins at 9 o'clock Eastern. New Jersey native and music icon Jon Bon Jovi's JBJ Soul Kitchen has marked the milestone by serving its 200,000th meal between its Red Bank and Toms River locations at JBJ Soul Kitchen. Customers can pay for their meals and pay it forward, helping those who are unable to afford a good meal. Those unable to pay can volunteer their time. A New Jersey man has won nearly $1 million in a sexual abuse lawsuit against a Camden County school district.
According to the lawsuit, the now 56-year-old accuser said he was abused as a preteen by a teacher at Audubon High School in 1980. He accused the teacher of taking him on a camping trip, getting him drunk, and then abusing him. Two other former students later came forward with signed, sworn statements. The lawsuit says the man had repressed the abuse, but it all came flooding back after the teacher contacted him over Facebook in 2019. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Target's CEO is warning shoppers that they may see price increases in the next few days because of President Trump's tariffs on goods, specifically goods from Mexico. In an interview with CNBC, Brian Cornell said Target relies heavily on Mexican produce during this time of year. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 670 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com to get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 to stay cozy all winter long guaranteed. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And will we get some sun tomorrow? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Tomorrow's going to be an active weather day for New Jersey. Thunderstorms are possible, and they could get rather noisy with heavy rain and gusty winds. The biggest concerns around this time tomorrow. Tonight stays quiet and mainly clear. Lows in the lower 40s. We're not going to freeze tonight. And even tomorrow, it's going to be mild. Highs in the mid to upper 50s with clouds and maybe a spot shower in the morning. The big thing to watch afternoon and evening hours as a batch of heavy rain and possible gusty thunderstorms come into view. Thursday, we dry out but also cool down. It'll be windy and mostly cloudy. Highs will be in the lower 50s, falling into the 40s by the afternoon. Friday, sunny, breezy, and seasonable. Highs in the upper 40s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Phillipsburg 52, Princeton 56, Cherry Hill 58. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.